This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Earlier this month, Bank Negara announced that it will be maintaining the overnight policy rate at 3% following its Monetary Policy Committee meeting. Now, the central bank noted that at the current level of the OPR, the stance of monetary policy remains accommodative as well as a supportive of economic activity.
So, Bank Negara said that global economy has been expanding at a most modest pace amidst a slower growth in most major advanced and emerging economies. So, the central bank also noted that recent escalation of trade tensions points to weaker global trade going forward, with increasing signs of spillovers to domestic economic activities in a number of countries.
So for more on this morning, we have on the line with us Jesse Liu, Chief Investment Officer, ASEAN Fixed Income at Principal Asset Management Berhad. Thank you for joining us, Jesse. Now, Bank Negara has maintained OPR. Do you foresee any changes going into the next MPC meeting?
Okay, I think what's important to note that the next MPC meeting will happen in sometime in November, early November 5th, actually. At the same time, before we get to that date, we have a few things that's going to happen. We're going to have the budget on the external front. We still have a lot of noise coming out from U.S.-China trade war and also Brexit. So I think these are some of the factors that will probably contribute to Bank Negara making their decision come November the 5th. Of course, if we are talking about the budget, if we do see a more expansionary budget that's been posed by the Ministry of Finance, then it actually would give some leeway to the central bank in terms of adopting a more wait-and-see approach.
And Jesse, has the government been issuing more bonds than normal?
I think every year, any government would probably increase their number of debt for their economy, largely because the GDP number is growing. So governments manage their debt based on the size of their GDP. So in that sense, it is always normal for even for the Malaysian government to have an increased amount of debt. Probably the question is whether or not the debt increase is above normal trends. That's the key question. But we are guided by the Ministry of Finance last year. What they're looking at is a deficit of about 3.2% for 2020. So in that sense, that would be the amount that they are looking at to issue.
And Jesse, what's your fixed income investment strategy?
I haven't gone past 9 months this year. We are already talking about, on an index level, more than 8% return. So it's actually quite substantial given historical norms. And if we are looking at the currently where the MGS are trading at and the spreads of our bonds, a lot of these prices have rallied substantially. So on a strategy angle, we have actually reduced our risk in terms of duration. Early parts of the year, we were long duration, but we are looking more into adopting a more shorter duration and reducing our risk, largely because prices have rallied substantially this year.
So are you taking money off the table?
Not exactly taking off money off the table. Again, what we will want to do is actually to reduce duration in that sense, to reduce the risk.
And what are your thoughts also on ringgit direction, Jesse?
In terms of the range, I'm looking more at 410 to 420. But at the same time, I'm cognizant that there are also other factors that is in play here. So again, if we are talking about Malaysian current, that ringgit or any emerging market currency, a lot of it is driven, especially this year, by the U.S.-China trade war spat. Because we trade a lot with China, any emerging market trades a lot with China, there is some impact if the trade war between U.S. and China actually goes out of hand. If I look at correlation between the yuan and the ringgit, for the past 18 months, it has been very highly correlated. So in that sense, I think any emerging currency, including Malaysia, would probably trade somewhat in line with the yuan moving forward. So depending on how this trade war pans out, it can be still between the 410-420 range. But if it goes any worse off, probably we'll see more weaknesses on emerging market currencies and also the ringgit.
And do you have any thoughts on oil prices and potential impact on the ringgit?
Right now, it's been quite stable. If I'm not mistaken, Brent is still trading between 60 to 65. But oil prices has been stable for the past few years. It has not been spiking up or down too much, trading between 50 to 70, that range. I think 50 to 70 is pretty much a comfortable level for the government here in Malaysia. But I just want to compare and contrast. Malaysia, although it relies on oil on its fiscal spending, it is not as reliant as some other countries like in the GCC. So we have a lot of other sources of revenue from taxes and so on and so forth. So in that sense, I believe oil will continue to contribute to the fiscal spending of the government. In terms of its drive to the ringgit, probably I don't see it as influential as probably other factors in the world. For example, the US-China trade war or trade spat.
Thank you so much, Jesse. And that was Jesse Liu, Chief Investment Officer, ASEAN Fixed Income at Principal Asset Management.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.